two brothers didn't speak to each other for the rest of the day. Later, after they'd eaten dinner in silence, Jack was sitting on the front steps of the house. It was a clear night. The sky was bright with stars.
Jack, we gotta get a new yoke for the oxen. The old one about fell apart today.
Yeah.
Corn's getting high.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do fine this year. Daddy'd be proud of us.
Yeah, he would.
Listen, you gonna stay mad at me all night? Or do you want to go inside and play cards?
Jimmy, do me a favor. Stay away from Ben Kerr.
I can take him.
That's not the point. Using a gun isn't going to solve the problem.
But Kerr won't listen to reason.
Look, I don't want anything to happen to you.
Nothing's gonna happen.
Jim, I don't like telling you what to do, but someone's gotta watch out for you.
But Jack... Fine. You win. I'll stay away from him.
Good.
God, you're a nag.
Well, it's only because I like your cooking.
Yeah, right.
If you can keep yourself alive, you're gonna make someone a fine wife someday.
Shut up.
They got an early start into town the next morning, but by the time they reached the sheriff's office, it was almost noon.
This isn't the first time it's happened.
Well, there's not much I can do for you. You sure you don't want some coffee?
No, thanks.
If you didn't see Kerr tear down your fences and you don't have any real proof...
But couldn't you talk to him? Give him a warning?
The sheriff stepped behind his desk and sat in a battered swivel chair.
Well, to be honest, I don't know what to do about Ben Kerr. Yours isn't the first complaint I've had about him bullying folks.
Why can't you stop him?
Well, because Kerr is smart. He offers good money for the land he takes over and never gets caught doing anything wrong. Oh, I'll get a complaint from someone, and the next I hear, they've sold their farms and moved.
But, Sheriff...
If you let Kerr go on like this, he's going to own the entire north section of the valley.
You can't put a man behind bars for a threatening conversation. It'd be your word against his.
If I catch him near our fences again, he won't be doing much talking.
Jim!
Don't take the law into your own hands. That's why I'm here.
And what a big help you are.
Hey, Jimmy! Thanks, Sheriff.
Jim was halfway across the street when Jack caught up to him.
That was real smart.
You heard him. He's not going to do anything.
I'm going to the livery. Think you can manage to pick up some coffee and sugar without getting into any trouble?
Yeah.
Jim was crossing the street when he heard someone come up behind him.
Hey, farmer.
Jim stopped, then slowly turned around. Ben Kerr was eyeing him coolly. Grainer and Kane were 10 feet away, leaning against a hitching rail.
You think you're pretty good with that pistol, don't you?
Ask your Stetson.
A dark, angry look flashed across Kerr's face.
Why don't you rein in that mouth of yours?
Jim's anger intensified, but the sheriff's warning to stay clear of Kerr was fresh in his mind. Then he thought of what Jack would want him to do. He turned away.
No, I see. You talk tough. But when it comes right down to it...
I have supplies to buy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Buy what you need. But if you're interested in settling this, we can do it right now. Just you and me. I'll be waiting for you over by the stockyards.